And now, Cheryl Murkowski reads another Craigslist personal ad.
Love, 15 manholes, man for man, 40 Hampton Roads. Undoubtedly DD-free, HIV 03 Mar 13. Married military guy, obsessed with fisting, wide open and gape tools, rosebuds, extreme ass prolapse, silicone cocks. If you have a discreet place and seek regular limit stretching sessions and fetish, get in touch with me ASAP. Quote, only experienced tools respond, unquote. Not seeking newcomers unless you're a natural self-fister. Have been using extreme toys and your hole is nice and loose ready for use, or have a natural extreme prolapse. Ooh, you.
Now the hour of the reckoning.
That's my man juice. Yeah.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
Hey, Mr. Flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hoe and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn hot pocket between her damn feet.
All right, here we go. Timothy James Henson back here with you one last time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you, Cheryl Murkowski, for reading yet another Craigslist personal ad at the top of yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program. Cheryl read one of these things, so I thought we'd do it again. You know, Spooky emailed me, DB listener Spooky, with another Craigslist ad. This is one that he or she ran across. I don't know if Spooky is a boy or a girl, but I love reading these things. It's so funny to hear what people are interested in sexually. The headline reads, "Will drain load and piss if you need it." Look, I'm not doing it for myself here. If you need it, I'm willing to lend a helping hand or mouth or whatever. All right, so I'm really horned up today for some piss. Horny and would like to choke out on a big cock or two. Very nice. I'm hairy and horny. I got big low hangers hung with 8 inches of hard-cut dick. Handsome and masculine, great deep throat, and cleaned and lubed hole ready for servicing. Looking for hung and horny men who need to get their cocks swallowed and maybe take a piss too. Easy to find in Santa Cruz. Private home. Ooh. The rest, you know, kind of reads like a resume. Objectives. Taking a big, fat, hairy cock in my mouth. Maybe some piss, too. No, expert at taking care of the freakishly large members the others can't handle. Into water sports, getting my nipples worked over and chewed on, and ball stretching, and taking care of big top men. Incredible deep throat skills. Black and Latino men are a big plus. Let's do it. Horned up and thirsty. Very 420 friendly. Easy to find. Yeah, we know. You're easy to find in Santa Cruz. Great cocksucker into tit and ball work, hot 69, and a great piece of ass if you need it. So thank you very much, Spooky, for sending that along. Another email I got was from my my Princess Chantal, proud member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse. Apparently, you know, Chantal loves Roy Killer Ward, keeps up with his Facebook. Apparently, Roy has been in rehab for a while. He just got back. And then he posted on Facebook... This is Roy's most recent post. Late nights with big dicks and other recreational devices have made my anus into a vomiting hole that pukes out brown butt sludge and ghastly venomous odors. Penis, it's you who did this to me. I don't know if I was supposed to read that like it was a poem or something. Maybe this is part of the rehab. Maybe he's working the 12 steps. You know how one of the steps is you have to apologize to all the people you've hurt in the past because of your addiction? Maybe he's apologizing to his butt. No one's been more hurt by Roy Killer War than his asshole. So I'm going to have to get him on the program again. I miss him. I love Roy Killer War. He just has tons of great stories. All right, listen, I've got a lot of great audio to share with you today. You may know that recently Reese Witherspoon, Hollywood darling, was arrested right? Apparently, the guy she was with, I don't know, it was her boyfriend, husband, whatever, was driving drunk, or they suspected that he was driving drunk. At any rate, Reese Witherspoon was in the passenger side, and she did not care for the cops at all, and she got a little mouthy, because she was a bit drinky, too. I have some of the footage now from the police dash cam.
Ma'am, what did I just tell you to do? He's under arrest. If you don't get back,
I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm allowed to stand on American ground and ask any question I want to ask.
Oh, just an annoying Hollywood bitch. I can ask any question I want. Yeah, well, they don't have to answer you. And because, you know, she's obviously getting in their face here, it's obstructing them.
Come on.
You better not arrest me.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. I told you.
I'm an American citizen.
I told you to get in that car and stay in there, didn't I?
This is beyond.
This is beyond.
You fight with me. I promise
this
you.
This is harassment. You're harassing me as an American citizen. I have done nothing against the law.
No, they're not harassing you. They're putting you under arrest.
Yes, you have. You didn't obey my
I have to obey your orders?
Yes, you did, Reese.
No, sir, I did not.
Absolutely
nothing.
Since when do we have to follow the orders of a police officer?
Reese.
I made $15 million my last movie. You'll never see that much money in your life.
I'm now being arrested and handcuffed?
Yep.
Do you know my name, sir?
Don't need to know.
You don't need to know my name?
Not quite yet.
Don't give two shits, lady.
Oh, really? Okay. You're about to find out who I am.
That's fine. I'm not real worried about you, ma'am.
This shit's gonna be all over TMZ.
I done told you.
Like, again, the cops don't give a shit.
How things work? You want to get out and get up in my investigation? That's okay.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, guess what? We have a law for that. It's called obstruction.
Ooh.
I'm obstructing your justice.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, you're all up in their fucking grill.
Yep.
I'm being anti-American.
Yep. Go ahead, sit down.
Oh, poor Reese Witherspoon. All right, moving on now. I've got an infomercial for a product here. Now, typically, I'm fascinated by this. This thing is 3 minutes long, right? This commercial. And typically the way these work are that they set up a problem that people have. Like, mopping your floors takes so much work. And you got to use buckets of water. There's got to be a better way. Right? They tell you what a problem is. They show people having a hard time doing whatever it is that they're describing, like mopping the floors. And then they say, oh, there's got to be a better way. Now there is. And for the next, you know, minute or so, they describe what this amazing new product is. This commercial is infuriating because literally the first 2 minutes are them describing the same problem over and over and over. They never get to the new product, the better way, until the very end.
I have had it with bedwetting alarms.
Our son's doctor told us to get a bedwetting alarm to help our son control his bedwetting.
And first, we were told not to spend a lot of money, so I got an alarm for about $60.
You don't have a belt lying around? Every time you find a puddle in that kid's mattress, you just beat the shit out of him. He'll stop pissing. It's a very cost-effective solution. The Tim Henson method.
First, we were told not to spend a lot of money, so I got an alarm for about $60.
That was $60 down the drain. So we tried a $100 alarm. Another waste of time and money.
And then you asked me to get an expensive alarm. So I paid over $150. And it was also a frustrating experience.
These bedwetting
I don't think you can return urine alarms. So, you know, she's right. There's money down the drain.
Alarms have been a nonstop hassle.
I had to make special attachments to our son's briefs. To attach the sensor, using tapes, using pads, using every gadget you could think of. All of which kept costing us more money and wasting my time.
Okay.
And I was
See, then right there, she said, I wish there was a better way. Now there is the Dry Buddy bedwetting alarm system. But no, they go on.
Filling his briefs, sewing the sticky stuff, holes. Ugh.
And we thought that when we bought the alarms, that's all the money we'd have to spend. We were sure wrong.
Yeah. We were going nuts modifying our son's briefs and buying briefs and supplies and the special briefs that had to be used and purchased time and again.
I felt like I was being kicked every week with all these supplies and the trouble to make the alarms work.
On two of the alarms, the wires made me feel like I was trussing a chicken. We were concerned that our son would entangle himself or the wires would break. And that he could...
Your kid doesn't seem very bright, I gotta be honest with you.
He couldn't move around.
Yeah, and if he was playing his video game before he went to bed, We couldn't hear the alarm if he wet himself.
It's good. This is good. Make it very inconvenient for him to piss the bed.
We couldn't hear the alarm half the times he wet himself in his sleep. If the alarm went off, sometimes it didn't. I spent plenty of nights sleeping.
All right, we're now a minute and a half into this commercial, and we still don't know what they're advertising.
In his room, so I would wake when
We know it has something to do with little kids pissing themselves.
Sounded. If only we had an alarm.
It's for an erotic website. Creepy. All right, let's just continue on here.
Some alarms were not even loud enough.
Okay.
If only I had a way of attaching our own alarms. A loud radio and a bright light could make a big difference.
And cleaning the sensor when it was soiled and reusing it was time-consuming. I felt like a mechanic or a surgeon. What, with all the tape and pads and special clothes?
Why didn't I just have an abortion when I had the chance?
And equipment? And I felt like the equipment would break.
I don't think I would be comfortable with all this junk next to my you-know-what when I slept.
Okay.
Every night would be a nightmare. It's been a bad experience.
Finally, two-thirds of the way through this video, and I think we're going to come up with a solution.
You should use the DryBuddy bedwetting alarm system. It is wireless, so there are no wires. DryBuddy has a wireless sensor that is super easy to use.
It's wireless, so there are no wires. A wireless sensor.
Attack.
How many times am I going to use the word wireless?
And detach using a patent-pending magnetic attachment that does not damage clothing. DryBuddy comes with two alarms, one for your child's room and one for the parents' bedroom. So you sleep in your own bed with privacy and comfort and still hear the
That's the actual alarm? Trumpet? That's just gonna make your child think he's a king or something. Every time he pisses himself, there's a fanfare. Should just be a bunch of children laughing. You pissed yourself! Puddles! We're gonna call you Puddles!
So you sleep in your...
Shame him into stop pissing the bed.
...own bed with privacy and comfort and still hear the alarm. Additional alarms can be added throughout your home, and you can use any alarm you wish to, which plugs into a standard electric outlet. Make it louder. Make it brighter. Make the alarm whatever you want it to be, and no supply.
That kid is pissing a lot. Thank you, DryBuddy. All right, couple more clips, and then we'll get into the... I want to buy DryBuddy and just do it while I'm recording the show. And at some point during every episode, I'll just start pissing my pants, and we'll see if we can hear the alarm. All right, if anyone wants to buy me the DryBuddy system, go to DryBuddy.com. All right, another clip here. You know Nick Starr, right? Longtime listeners of the program know of him. If you're a fan of the Don and Drew show, you're probably familiar with Nick Starr. I think Nobody Likes Onions used to feature Nick Starr as well until he kept threatening to commit suicide, and finally Patrick was just like, just do it already. God. Yeah, he threatens to commit suicide a lot. He's a careless fairy. But apparently Nick Starr was on a public bus, and a crazy woman from the mental ward tried to board it and was promptly captured by staff of the mental institution. There she is.
I didn't do anything. You can't do this to me. I'm innocent.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Reese Witherspoon. Let me find another clip. Oh, no. That's her.
Oh, no. No! No! Let me go! I just wanted to get tested! You can't do this to me!
It burns when I pee! I just needed to get a chlamydia test! I walked into the wrong room!
You can't do anything! You can't lock me in the room all day! I didn't do anything!
I love watching other people on mass transit while this shit goes down. If you ever see these videos where like people are on the subway train and there's a crazy person or a racist woman or a fight breaks out, everyone just minds their own business. They don't look. They just stare right ahead. They pretend like nothing is going on. They're in a different fucking dimension.
Be alive and someone you care. I'm not going to do anything. Hey.
Come on, sweetie. It's all right.
Come on, sweetie. Come on, crazy.
It's all right.
I just wanted to see a doctor.
That's what
I just wanted to see a doctor. I don't deserve to go to jail. Relax. No. No.
All right.
No, I'm suing.
Next stop, Thurston Street. I'm a monster for laughing at this. Woman is obviously disturbed. Finally, before we get into the news, I would like to introduce you to a man with a very unique job.
Right now I have sort of a niche business.
He's an entrepreneur of sorts.
I have an arrangement made with certain studio personnel.
Yes, he's in Hollywood. Right now you're seeing a picture of Paramount Pictures. Well, you're not seeing it. I'm seeing it because I'm actually watching the video.
An A-list actor has his own trailer, and when he's finished shooting for the day, I'll get a call, and I'll go out there, and I will remove all of the waste from the Star Wagon's bathroom. And what I do then is I go through that contents, and I package it, and then sell it to people who may want something a little bit more than an autograph.
Who wouldn't want to smear a piece of Jake Gyllenhaal shit all over your face? I know I would. I don't know if this cannot be. First of all, no Hollywood studio is going to allow some weirdo into a movie star's trailer to gather up the shit.
I very carefully remove the contents from the bucket that I extracted from the Star Wagon. I then place it into a container and put it into a refrigerator. What they do with it after that is...
It's important to keep that shit refrigerated.
It's kind of their own...
Fresh.
...business. I just try to present it as cleanly as possible.
Ugh.
And then sell it to them very quickly. I find some strange things.
All right, he's pulling the turd out of the bucket, and... I've got to post this on our Reddit. It's like a piece of clay with corn in it.
In the contents of these, I sell everything I have. I get a fairly good price.
Yeah, he's picking out the corn as well. He'll even sell the celebrity corn
for them, and I'm saving up in order to finish the magnetic propulsion craft.
Yeah, that's his other project. He's a man of many hobbies. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. It's Friday. It's payday. Why not treat yourself to something inexpensive and utterly valuable? I'm talking about a Sideshow membership. For only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, you can get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts, plus so much more. Yesterday, we did an exclusive show. On Tuesday, we did an extended program. I have plans for something this weekend as well. So sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. And don't forget, Jagu.net is our online store if you want to buy t-shirts. We've got a new t-shirt design, limited edition. They're almost sold out. Plus our value mugs and pens and cups and stuff. Very inexpensive, like $2. Very cheap stuff. So go to Jagu.net if you want to support some Distorted View merchandise. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Do you guys remember who Antoine Dodson is? Let me just try to refresh your memory. There was a news story about a girl who had an intruder in her bedroom. Some guy was trying to rape her, and she was screaming. Her brother Antoine ran into the bedroom.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Everybody. That's Antoine for you. Yes, Antoine Dodson, the flamboyant home intruder thwarter, says he no longer is into homosexuality. Actually, Dodson posted a statement on Facebook explaining that he decided to renounce myself because, quote, I want a wife and family. I want to multiply. That's what we need. We need little Antoine Dodsons running around and raise and love my family that I create. He explains, I could care less about fame and fortune. I've given all that up to know the true history of the Bible, for I am the true chosen Hebrew Israelite descendant of Judah. All right. Now, when TMZ initially wrote this story, they sort of explained, you know, about the Hebrew Israelites, also known as the Black Israelites. According to TMZ, they believe they are descendants of the ancient Israelites, but they don't consider themselves as Jewish. They also believe that Satan exists. Now, Antoine read this TMZ post all about him, and he fixated on that statement. They also believe that Satan exists. He didn't understand what that meant. He thought TMZ was saying that he was Satan or he's a Satanist. And so Antoine then posted a YouTube video. I believe I have some of that here. It was a slow news day. What can I say, freaks?
All y'all are on some fucking bullshit. And I'm going to tell you just like that. Y'all are on some fucking bullshit. And what really pisses me off is given the fact that y'all said I worship Satan. How dare you fix your lips and your mouth to speak against me in that way. But the Bible says that too, that all nations will be against Israel. And that is so fine because we are of strength, we are of power, we can do the damn thing. So guess what?
Is he still quoting the Bible? And then Jesus rose and said, we can do the damn thing. All right, thank you very much, Antoine.
You're ready to tell the people the truth? I will ride with you. But until then, y'all still in that bullshit? Guess what? I'm not a part of that. And I'm going to keep telling my fellow Israelites what's going on and what's the truth. Until then, catch me on my next video. Holla back at your boy, Antoine Dotson.
Again, TMZ simply said that the Israelites believe in Satan. They believe that Satan exists. All right. Thank you very much. Good luck with that over there in Israel. How we pronounced it. So that's what's happening with Antoine Dotson. I just pissed myself. I'm sorry. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
Rocking my lasers. A Port St. Lucie man who was... What? Or Lucci. Is that how you pronounce it? Probably Lucy. Was walking awkwardly and told deputies he may have some needles between his ass cheeks. Okay, incriminating. Cayman Hollabaugh, 24, also told county sheriff investigators that he believes pills were in his anus. How did they get there? I wonder if that was... That must have been the cop's first question. All right, in the end, Hollabaugh was jailed on drug-related charges after the April 23rd incident that happened at about 3 a.m. at the post office. The post office even open at 3 a.m.? Who needs to mail something that urgently? A sheriff's sergeant spoke with Hollabaugh, who was driving a Ford Escape, after the Escape's high beams flashed the sergeant. Hollabaugh, who was stopped at the post office, was sweating, looked nervous, and had his pants unzipped. He was probably fishing for those pills. The sergeant noted Hollabaugh, who said he flashed the high beams on accident, appeared to be acting suspicious. He let investigators search his vehicle. Well, yeah, there's nothing in there. You want to look inside his anal cavity. And as he got out, several pills fell to the ground. A deputy noticed that he walked awkwardly, which Hollabaugh attributed to a past injury. Investigators turned up several morphine pills. Cayman stated that he may have some needles between his cheeks, an affidavit states. Upon searching that area, I located a bag of unused needles. Hollabaugh also said that he believed there were more pills in his anus. He said he wished to extricate those to avoid additional charges at the jail. Shit him out. Pills typically are kept in medicine cabinets, as opposed to anuses. After moving around for a little bit, a small clear plastic baggie was found near his feet. Additional pills were in the bag, another needle, and a Q-tip were in one of Hollabaugh's pants pockets. Hollabaugh of Port St. Lucie was arrested on charges including possession of controlled substances without a prescription and drug equipment possession and or use. So there you go. And finally today, freaks, exciting news. A few years ago on this program, I went to Canada, and I was very excited to try poutine, right? Which is like gravy and French fries. It sounds disgusting, but it's actually delicious. And even before then, we read a news story, if I recall, about KFC up there in Canada serving poutine to a woman, and it scalded her. It was too hot, right? And then I think she wanted to sue. There was always an issue, though, of how to pronounce the word. Well, you know, I'm an idiot, and I can't pronounce anything. So I looked it up. And apparently, I pronounced it Putsin, right? Because that's how I guess people in Quebec, right? The French Canadians up there pronounce it Poutine, Poutine, right? So this just started like a month's worth of voicemail calls about the correct pronunciation of Poutine. I think we ended on Poutine. That's what most people call it. I still like Putsin. I think one of my listeners named himself Putsin. He hasn't called it in a long time. If anyone wants to take up that nickname, go ahead. You can be Putsin. All right. Here is what I've got a new Putsin story for you. This combines two of my favorite things, poutine and soda. Yes, Jones Soda is dishing up a Canadian delicacy. Jones Soda, a leader in the premium beverage category. This has got to be like a press release or something. Known for its unique branding, is releasing poutine-flavored Jones Soda as a special limited release item exclusively in Canadian markets. I expect one of my Canadian listeners to send me this thing. Following in the footsteps of other distinctive flavors for which Jones Soda has become known, poutine-flavored soda is based on the quintessential Canadian dish made with French fries, brown gravy, and cheese curds. It's being released as Jones Soda's latest limited edition flavor. I hope to God there are cheese curds in this drink that is floating around like orbits. Quote, we recognize the buzz we receive when we launch fun flavors like turkey and gravy and bacon Jones Soda, commented Andrew Bauman, Jones Soda's marketing and social media manager. With continued requests for these past flavors and calls to keep coming out with more, we decided to create this new unique flavor as a nod to our Canadian heritage. With a nice balance of rich savory gravy over a starchy potato base and accented with those fatty cheese notes you expect in a plate of poutine, we believe we developed the perfect liquid version of this undisputedly Canadian delicacy. The poutine flavor will be available in select regions across Canada and most notably in Quebec, where poutine was invented in the 50s. So they should know how to pronounce the goddamn thing. Not to, you know, revive this debate, but, you know, it's poutine. As well as Ontario and Vancouver. Now, if you want to follow the development of this poutine beverage and figure out where you could purchase this, on their Canadian Facebook page, they will receive, if you're a fan of it, you'll receive updates via the official Jones Soda Facebook page as to where you can find the limited edition poutine flavor. Jones Soda will be sampling at various college campuses, and students will be able to compete in challenges, all poutine challenges, to sample the unique flavor. And they also partnered with Quebec-based Poutine Week, which I guess is a weekly newspaper all about poutine. They really take poutine seriously over there to engage their poutine enthusiast fan base. So there you go. If you are interested in poutine or soda and are Canadian, boy, you gotta try this disgusting sounding flavor. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Wow, I'm running dangerously low on my voicemail supply. Part of the problem is that I'm just picking out new ones now. So, you know, I pick out 6 or 7 new ones and then I'm done. I don't go back to them anymore. So, you know, please email me, voicemail in if you want to be heard on the program. Otherwise, we'll just skip Pat. We won't do any voicemails for a while.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Tricky from Western Australia. Hey, you're just talking about the tattoos for the Obamas, and I'm really surprised that no one has come up with this one. Then one for Michelle that says, first labia. Why is no one? And then you could open it up and second
labia.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that. Love you.
Not bad. I like that idea too. Yesterday we got the suggestion of having the oval orifice. That was not bad.
Hey Tim, dear, this is Patty Morrow calling again.
Hi Patty Morrow.
I wanted to call and let you know you mentioned the booty shaking video earlier today on May 1st, 2013, and I just have to let you know that the song is by a gentleman named Mr. Ghetto, and he has amazing hits. I tried to show my manager the Mr. Ghetto Walmart video, and she told me that wasn't appropriate for work, and I shouldn't look at those kind of things. So I think you should really check out Mr. Ghetto. He's in the same class as the female rapper, Miss Peaches.
Oh.
I don't know if they have...
Fry that chicken. Isn't that Miss Peaches? Fry that chicken. Fry that chicken.
I'm sure they'd name them, like, little apricots or something. But
yeah, I will look into that. Thank you very much for the tip.
Holy hairy armpit, Tim.
Yeah.
All I got to say about that comedian, holy hairy armpit.
I know, she was awful.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if that was on the Sideshow exclusive program or if it was the day before, but we featured an awful stand-up comedian.
Ridiculous. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. A couple more now.
And I can tell that we're not going to be friends. And I can tell that we're not going to be friends. He's high, he's drunk, he smokes some grass. Gelatinous pig sits on his ass. Fuck you, punk. I have no class. I'll cut your throat, then dump your ass. Because I can tell that we will never be friends. And I can tell that we will never be friends. Call me out, I'll cut you up. Talk your shit, and I'll fuck you up. You and I will never, ever be friends.
All right.
You and I will never, ever be friends.
Bleh! All right. Thank you very much for that beautiful song.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, loyal sexual freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance speed dancer, gynecologist. And I thought I'd talk about the whole cheese versus BJ's issue. The way you seem to be viewing the question is that there's a plate of cheese in one hand and a girl who, or a guy, who wants to give you a blowjob waiting on the other side of the room and you're supposed to pick one. But the way I perceive the question is, would you rather live your entire life without ever having cheese again?
Look, this debate is ridiculous on many levels, but here's the thing. The grass is always greener on the other side, right? Now, if the argument was you can have unlimited blowjobs whenever you want it, or you can, but you have to give up cheese, or you can have cheese and never get another blowjob again, what would you people choose? Now, you might say, well, cheese is delicious and it's on everything, but then I guarantee after a year or two of eating cheese and not getting your dick sucked, you're going to want some a warm, moist mouth around your cock. Now, on the flip side, if you have unlimited blowjobs and people are just slobbing your knob constantly, you're going to become desensitized to that. And you're going to forget how wonderful it is, and your mind is going to be consumed with the fact you can't have cheese. Now, I think the reason why most people are picking cheese is because there's a lot of other things you can do to get off. Someone said masturbating. Sure, that's a valid way to get off. Normal sex, anal sex, sex with animals, children, if that's your thing, which I do not condone. But when you're deprived of delicious cheese, at some point you're going to resort to extreme measures. A cheeseless society leads to deviancy, is what I'm saying. I don't know. Why can't we have our cheese and have it suck our dick, too? If only. All right, finally today, one last caller. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim. This is Freeloader Sasquatch Yeast Infection.
Sure.
Hey, I was just listening to the episode where you're playing the guy fucking his Xbox. One of the things that I love about your show, dude, is no matter how much fucked up shit you see and play, it still shocks you. Some of the shit still shocks you, and it comes through in your responses. and I think that's great. You know, you could be completely numb to all this bullshit, but part of the thing that makes your show so funny is your responses to this shit.
Well, I didn't think I was that shocked by the guy fucking his Xbox. I was more shocked and disgusted that morning video clip a few days ago with that woman poking at her fucking tonsils and that pus coming flying out. Oh, that was pretty gross. All right, guys, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it? Oh, God. I just pissed my pants again. Guys, please rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. Subscribe via iTunes as well. It helps us out in the rankings. Check out Morning Sickness. If you're Sideshow Freaks, hopefully I'll be back later this weekend with something special for you. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday to kick off a new week of shows. Until then, bye, everybody.
processed cheese, so good it makes me drop to my knees. Processed cheese, dairy farmers love the cows, oil, water, cheese, wow, processed cheese.